The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
David Gillick is with me in studio, the former Olympian. He is as well the co-host of the Medals and Mike podcast alongside Dermot O'Rourke and Rob Heffernan. You may have seen it hitting the charts. David, it is great to see you as always. You are here to talk about running your bailiwick. The weather is, well, it's fairly good, but changeable over the last couple of days and maybe this week. But by and large, it's going to be better weather. The evenings are longer. People maybe looking ahead to something like the Dublin Marathon. Who knows? Possibly they have a ticket for it. And they are lacing up the runners and they want to know how to do it, how to maybe build up that mileage and do it all pain-free. Now, there's no way you're running pain-free.
You're talking from experience there, Kieran, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, look, it is. It's this time of year. It's springtime. The weather is getting a little bit better. The days are longer. So you do. You see a lot of people kind of getting that idea of like, you know what? I want to get fit. I want to get out. I want to get out in the open. And even, you know, this weekend you have the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, which you're going to, you know, see thousands of women on the streets of Dublin. A lot of them maybe would have started their training months ago in preparation. Some maybe only a couple of weeks ago. And that's the trick with athletics and running. And whatever your distance is, whether it's park run or whether it's going up to a marathon, you need to kind of build and find consistency. That's the key. And start small and then build up as you go. I always tell people, like, you know, a lot of the mistakes that they make are they run too fast, too far, too soon. And they get injured, they find it really difficult. And we have this kind of idea where it's all about a distance. So majority of people starting off go like couch to 5K. And the danger sometimes with focusing on a distance is that you forget about just getting out and trying to build your fitness. So starting off going from maybe like even a 10-minute run one day, you know, do that maybe twice a week and build it up slowly and gradually. And even in my own experience, when I went to do the marathon, like that was the mindset shift was I had to start, you know, plodding, literally plodding. Now, my background, as you know, is a sprinter, so it's a lot different.
Yeah.
I needed kind of to build up the aerobic capacity. And that's the stuff that would really kind of build that base. And that's the key word is build that base, build it deep and build it wide. And then you build it up like a pyramid from there.
Okay, so it's a broad church when we talk about runners. You've got lots of different categories. You might break it up into three. For first timers, maybe, who are going to be inspired by the women's mini marathon this weekend, yeah, or the good weather, whatever it happens to be. I mean, how do they get into it sustainably?
Yeah, I'd like, well, what you're looking for here is, you know, planning out your week. So let's say if you're brand new to this or you haven't ran in a couple of years, you want to try and build a bit of a routine. So maybe it's twice a week, okay? And then you'll build three days a week. Don't go back-to-back days. So try and spread it out over the course of the week. If you haven't ran in a long time, try walking first. Mm. I know it sounds so basic, but like if you can walk and build a bit of a fast walk and then build intervals into it where you walk slow for a minute and you walk a little bit faster for a minute, then you build that fast walk into a little jog and you build that up over time and then you try and run continuously, okay? And that's the first and foremost thing is, you know, kind of walk before you run. And let the body adapt to it. This is the big thing because when you're running, when you're walking fast, you're putting the weight through all your hips, your knees, your ankles, and these are kind of joints that maybe haven't, you know, experienced this trauma for a while. So you need to build that up over a period of time. And then you're kind of looking at, right, okay, as the weeks go, you build that consistency and then kind of adding on an extra. I always kind of try and, like, in my own experience going to marathons was 10%, you know. So if I'm going for like a 30-minute run, then it's 33 minutes, you know, you build it up from there as opposed to taking massive jumps. And that's the big mistake people make. They're literally trying to runners. I haven't ran in about 10 years. You know what? I'm going to leave the house and I'm going to run. And then the body's screaming and you find it really, really hard.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing I'd say is that a lot of people are wearing wearable tech now. So whether it's whatever watch you have, Garmin to Apple, all that.
Yeah.
Actually look at it. And like your heart rate is on it. What you want to do there is you want to keep that almost in zone two. So nice and low.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of people kind of go gung-ho straight out the door and it's really hard and you're panting and you're thinking, oh my God, I'm going to collapse here. You want to strip that back and you want to maintain that nice and easy heart rate, almost a talking pace and build up your consistency over time.
And for people who are in this category then, you know, first timers, do they need to worry about kind of physios or stretching or S&C stuff or you know, no, are you overcomplicating things?
No,
or?
Look, it's Most people don't. They go straight into the running. But again, you're asking an awful lot from your body.
Okay.
If you could add in simple things like even bodyweight squats, lunges, press-ups, things like that, that can just kind of core work, things that can help help the body adapt to what you're asking it to do. It's going to take load. It's going to take pounding along the pavements and stuff like that. So you need to have a robust body that can take that extra work and extra load.
Yeah.
So if you are even at the early stages, building in some basic exercises can really help you in the long term. And whether you're elite or whether you're, you know, a more seasoned runner, S&C is key. And even the elite athletes are doing that probably, you know, as many times as they're running over the course of the
week.
So if you're starting out, do try and build in some form of strength and conditioning or even resistance work. As I said, lunges, squats, calf raises, things like that, that the muscles that you're going to be using when you run.
For the second category then, let's look at people who maybe have been through that journey. They've done their couch to 5K. Yeah. They're maybe even regular park runners, but they've got a ticket for Dublin. At the end of the year, for example, or at the end of the summer into autumn, and for the first time they're staring down the barrel of big mileage and they're getting ahead of themselves and they're terrified at how am I going to run whatever at 42 on the day, 35 and 36k kind of training sessions. What's the advice there then in terms of upping the mileage? You're already regularly doing 5s to 10s.
And that's probably the biggest key. You get a lot of people that are doing 5k, 10ks and then suddenly make that jump to a marathon. And it is going back to the basics of you're asking an awful lot of the body. The body, it's a lot of time on the legs. And this is the thing that catches an awful lot of people out. If you're running for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, it's an awful long time that you're running. So your joints, again, going back to basic S&C, really making sure that they're conditioned, really making sure that they're strong and robust. When it comes to your mileage, it's gradual, you know, and this is the thing where, you know, people will look at towards the end of the year, think, oh, it's October. It's the end of October for, say, the Dublin Marathon. Start now and build it up. So again, you could be going for your 90-minute runs and then build it up to like 1 hour 40, 1 hour 45. Mm. Build up gradually over a period of time. Don't make any massive jumps because that'll inflict a lot of kind of issues in terms of physical kind of impact, but also on, like, you know, you're talking about fueling yourself as well. And this is an area that a lot of people fall down. I can guarantee a high percentage of people that will do a marathon will underfuel, myself included. And that's where you'll hit, like, you know, the 20-mile mark and you'll be thinking, I literally can't get home. And you need to practice that. So things like gels, things like even fueling up for a long run. And I'm talking to, like, a long run's ending over 60 minutes. That's when your body is requiring an element of food.
Yeah.
So whether you bring a carb drink with you or you leave it somewhere and you're going to loop back and pick it up, a gel, jellies, whatever it might be for you, that's really, really important. And you can train your gut as well. So a lot of people say, oh, I can't eat when I'm running or I can't take any gels. You need to start training that.
Yeah.
Build that into a lot of your sessions. So in terms of your mileage, is very important. Again, it's kind of looking at mileage from a long run perspective, but even over the course of the week, are you getting in your 40-minute runs, your 60-minute runs, and then your session in there as well? So the marathon is something that shouldn't be underestimated. You should start early. A lot of people will leave it to like the summer to really get into it. Give yourself...
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll Google and they'll find some like free 12 plan. To 14 week training plan. And plenty of the sessions might be all right. What I find, and I don't know, the problem is that week one ends with a 12-mile run.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And from scratch. And if you're running 5Ks in week one, you're finishing with a 12-mile run.
And the danger with that is that like you're looking at a marathon-specific plan, right? That's taken that you have a good base of fitness already. So if you're going for 12-mile run off the bat is hard. So a lot of plans look at 16 weeks, okay? But you need to be ready to train.
Yeah.
Okay? That's when things, and a lot of people I will know begin to focus on marathon training come the summer or the 1st of July, right? But they're fit. They've got a massive base to go back to that kind of foundation. That's there. Whereas for people who might be new to this, like we're heading into June now, get out now. And it's not going, oh God, panic. You know, it's not. It's getting out and start with 30 minutes, start with 40 minutes and build it up gradually. Get the time on the legs, do a little bit of strength and conditioning yourself, bodyweight exercises, and just try and build that consistency into it. So when it comes to it, that you can add in the extra day, maybe it's 4 days, maybe it's 5 days of running over the course of the week.
What about the high mileage athletes who are starting to suffer a bit?
Yeah.
Aches and pains.
Yeah. I'm probably in that category myself at the moment, you know.
Two of us in the studio in that category.
I'm suffering with a bit of a niggle, and I'll be honest with
Where's the niggle?
Plantar fasciitis.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's your heel.
Yeah.
And it's sore, and it's a tendinopathy, so it lingers around. It just it's so annoying, you know.
Yeah.
You get out of bed in the morning, the minute you put your foot in the ground, you feel it.
Yeah.
It's still there. And basically, it's an overuse issue. And that tends to happen with a lot of people who are running high miles. And I can honestly say, I came off the back of Dublin last year, wrecked after Dublin, got back into training in this kind of the Christmas time. And my mileage was good. I was probably, you know, up to somewhere between maybe 80K a week.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was heading into a half marathon in February. But I stopped doing the S&C. And it was just been lazy.
Yeah.
I've just been lazy. And lo and behold, yeah, I picked up a bit of plantar fasciitis. And that I still have it.
Yeah.
So again, for a lot of people as well, you know.
There's not much you can do with that except wait for it to go, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, that's what people keep telling me. I wake up one day and it's gone. I'm like, don't be telling me. Every morning I wake up.
When? Yeah, exactly. No, tenderly putting the foot in the ground.
I've started doing a bit of shockwave therapy where it's kind of like they put a bit of, they actually aggravate the injury to try and get the body to kind of start trying to heal it. But it's things like, you know, rolling it out and exercises again, calf raises, stuff like that. But a lot of people, and a lot of people get like IT band syndrome as well. Your hips, your knees, your joints begin to ache. And that's where it's really important that you have your recovery days. And, you know, the way I approach my training now is like 80% is easy and 20%. So if I break that into a week, there's one tough session in the week.
Yeah.
Okay. Intervals or tempos, things like that. And then the other sessions are easy miles. And the challenge is to strip it back to easy miles because you can get caught up and think, oh, I'm feeling good today. I'll push it out.
Yeah.
No, it's an easy run and use that word easy. And a lot of time people kind of just overextend themselves and then, you know, you get little.
Do you do all your long run as an easy run or do you?
Yeah. Okay. The odd time now you might build in as a kind of. As it gets closer to marathon specific training, you'll probably build in kind of maybe elements of tempo. So you might go easy for a chunk of it and then maybe up it a little bit. I focus a good bit on heart zones, my heart rate. So like zone two, I'll try, for me, is under 130 beats per minute. So a lot of my easy running will be in that zone and that's what I aim for. And that for me is probably around somewhere about like, you know, just under 5 minute Ks.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I try and do. Whereas, you know, my sessions will be a lot different to that.
And then marathon day itself, where's your heart rate? Are you monitored on the day?
No. And
okay.
This is the thing, you got to trust the process.
Yeah.
And like sometimes even going into whether it's a 5K, a 10K or half or a full marathon, I'm always kind of looking at the clock going like, but I've never ran this fast for like that long.
Yeah.
So you have that element of doubt, but you have to trust the process.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Dublin last year was great. I managed to get inside the 3 hours, which was the big goal for me. But, you know, the previous year, it was horrible, you know. I lost a minute a K for the last 16K. Like, I literally, talk about hitting a wall, I hit a number of walls.
But where was that from, about Terran Ure?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Terran Ure. Yeah, I remember taking the left off Fourfield Road and thinking, I am a long way from home.
You know? Oh, that's terrible.
But again, like, you have to trust the process and you come back the following year and you have that base there and it's kind of easier to work with, you know?
Which is worse, 400-metre running or marathon running?
Definitely 400-metre.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
It's just physically, it just wipes you.
Yeah.
You have to be scraped off the track. Whereas endurance running, there's a mental component to it as well. You know, when you're sprinting, it's almost, you're in that flow state and it's just before you know it, it's over. The marathon, you go through lots of periods where you're like, you know, you don't need to do this, David. You know, you can just run off to the left there and nobody will see you.
Yeah.
And there's a battle and it's just so long, you know.
So are you doing Dublin?
I have an entry for Dublin and I'm also signed up for Valencia this year.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. So I did my big goal.
When is Valencia?
That's the 1st of December.
Okay.
So I wanted to do a sub 3 hour marathon and my first one didn't get it. Second one, which was last year, I got it. And Dublin is, you'll never beat the atmosphere in Dublin.
Yeah.
It's absolutely electric. It's brilliant. But there's a couple of hills in Dublin.
There is. It's hilly. If you're listening to this and someone is telling you it's easy and there's no hills, there are hills in Dublin.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. But you know, I'm envious of, I mentioned the VHI Women's Mary Martin, which is the 10K around the centre of a city. We need one like that for like, whether it's male and female. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, run around the city, a little bit flatter, and you're in the city centre and great atmosphere. I think a 10K in Dublin city centre would be brilliant.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Listen, David, it's a pleasure talking to you and thanks a bit for popping in. David Giddick, course former Irish Olympian, medals and mics, co-host as well. Podcast available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.